I am rolling here.
Okay.
All right. Laura Eggerdahl, who won't let us talk to the elections people in the elections office, although they are literate people and intelligent people.
They are fantastic people to work with.
It's wonderful. And why can't they be talked to by the media? I mean, if I had been up there yesterday afternoon, I could have talked to them.
Sure, but we just prefer that you start with me, because it's okay. My job here to talk to the press for the office, and that includes the elections division.
Okay.
If there's questions I can't answer, I'd be happy to work with them to get those questions answered for you.
Well, good. If there are questions you can't answer, why can't I just talk to them and have them answer them for me?
This is just how we prefer to do things here. It's my job to speak to the press for the elections division.
Okay, so you are the stone wall between me and the people who really run things.
That's not the intent.
Well, that's what it's going to say when I write this up on our blog. Okay, I'm let's talk about this. How many candidates do we finally have when the door finally closed yesterday afternoon, Laura?
We had 581 candidates that filed for state and federal offices for the 2010 election. Although there are two offices that still have candidate open until 5 p.m. on Friday, because there was withdrawal in those races within 2 days of the deadline. So according to state law, those two races are going to stay open for a few more days to allow any additional individuals to file.
And those races are?
They're State Senate District 26 and State Representative in District 43.
Nobody filed in those districts?
Individuals did file in those districts, but there was a withdrawal within 2 days of the filing deadline. So if there was a withdrawal in any race within 2 days of the filing deadline, candidate filing is automatically extended.
Okay, so that right at this point, in at least one of those races, there's no candidate for one party or another, right?
Well, additional individuals may have filed. And I believe, I can check for you, but I believe at this point individuals have filed in both of those races. But the candidate filing will stay open until Friday, April 2nd, if there's any withdrawal within 2 days of the deadline.
Okay. So let me see if I understand how this works.
Sure.
If there's five Democrats who filed for a legislative district, and within 2 days of the end of the filing deadline, one of those five Democrats withdraws, then the filing stays open, so if a fifth Democrat wants to file, that person can?
That's absolutely it.
Hmm. Interesting. Is that the way the state law is written?
That is straight from state law. That's
okay.
Correct.
All righty.
I am checking for you right now to see if any individuals have filed since the withdrawals in those districts.
Okay.
I believe there has.
Okay. In terms of raw numbers, we're down, 100 from where we were in the off-year election 8 years ago or so?
Roughly. Are you referring to 2006, 2002?
Yeah.
Yes, we have not set a new record this year for candidates filed. That's correct.
And where were we in 2006 and 2002?
In 2006, we had 548 candidates file, and in 2002, we had 618 candidates file. Now, those are the final numbers after any independent candidates or withdrawals or anything that happened before Election Day. So that's the total number of candidates from those years.
So everybody came in on the first day, pretty much, and then just kind of dribbled in the months since then.
The first day is certainly the popular day for our office, and you know, if you file on the first day, you're able to draw that random number and have a shot at getting good ballot placement, and some candidates certainly think that's important. So they would try and show up on that first day so they can participate in the random number drawing. After the first day, any candidate that files is going to appear on the ballot in the order in which they file.
We were talking a little while ago over here. We are just absolutely floored that there are no Democrats running in the Northeast Missouri Congressional District. Now, how can your party have done that?
Sir, I'm a state employee, and I work here in the Secretary of State's office, and so that might be an appropriate question for the Democratic Party.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But this does not happen very often that a major party does not field a candidate in a congressional race, does it?
That's correct. We did some historical research last year, and it looks like, with the exception of one or two races, this has happened very rarely.
When was the last time?
I will check for you. I believe that perhaps in the last election there was one, and that would have been Congressman Lacey Clay's race in the St. Louis area. But then before that, it appears to have been in the mid-80s. So I can triple check that for you, but that's my recollection based on the research we did yesterday.
So I can't call the elections office and have one of the experts up there talk to me about that.
You know what? We were doing that research here in the communications division, working with the election staff, and I'll just check after we get off the phone and call you right back.
Uh-huh. Okay. I suppose they could probably answer the question when I asked it. All right. So what's the process now if somebody has second thoughts and wants to get off the ballot? What do they have to do?
Up until the 11th Tuesday before the election, they have to simply come in and submit a request to our office in writing. And the 11th Tuesday is going to be in mid-May. That would be May 18th. So until May 18th, any candidate can remove their name from the ballot by simply submitting a written request to the Secretary of State's office. After May 18th, they have up until the 6th Tuesday before the election to get their name off, but they would need to do that with a court order. And if ballots have already been printed, the judge may order the candidate to pay the cost of reprinting those ballots.
But a lot of times I know people do pull out or die, and it's just simply too late to do anything about it, so their name does stay on the ballot regardless.
At some point, those ballots are printed and need to be available for folks who are voting absentee and folks who are voting from overseas. So after that 6th Tuesday, if you want to get your name off the ballot, there are no further options.
When do you actually start printing these ballots? Now that you've got everybody in, I suppose you could start printing them today, but I know for all practical purposes, you wait until, what, after the withdrawal deadline before you start printing stuff?
Yes, and it's actually up to county clerks in the state to print their own ballots. And there are also independent candidates who can still gather signatures to get their name on the ballot. And so there may be some independent candidates out there who are still going to work to get their names on the ballots.
And their deadline is what?
I will have to check on that for you, Bob.
Okay. All righty. Well, go ahead and do some checking and call me back.
Yep, I'll check on the last time there was not a opponent in a U.S. Congress race and the deadline for independence. Any other information you need?
I don't remember what else I asked you that you couldn't answer, so I think those two will take care of me, I think.
Okay. I'll call you right back.
Thanks.
Bye.
The recorder. Okay. Which one do you want to go first with?
Well, the first question, my assumption was correct, which was the last time that a party did not run a candidate in a U.S. congressional race. And that was in the last election, Congressman Lacey Clay did not have an opponent. But before that, it was Congressman Gephardt in 1984. So it is certainly an unusual thing.
Okay, so Republicans did not put up candidates against those two in either race.
That's correct.
Okay. And the other question we asked was?
The other question you asked was when independent candidates have to submit their signatures to get the names on the ballot. Because they are going to be placing their names on the ballot for the general election in November, their deadline is related to that election as opposed to the primary election in August. So it's the 15th Monday before the general election, which works out to be July 26th. So if you're an independent candidate and you want your name on the ballot in November, you need to submit signatures by July 26th.
Okay.
You had also asked when ballots are printed for the August primary.
Sure.
Again, it's really up to the county clerks when to begin that printing process. What's in state law is when those ballots need to be made available for absentee or voters overseas, and that would be June 22nd when those ballots need to be made available.
All righty.
All right. If you have any other questions, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.